The Spanish Fly Flashbacks Podcast. Highlighting the best of hip-hop and R&B.
This episode of the Spanish Fly Flashbacks is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear and the latest fashion, go to villainsandsaintsclothing.com. We are also brought to you by the PM app. The PM app is the latest social media hype. This app is amazing. It's like all the other apps rolled into one to make a giant mega app. This app has it all. You have to go check it out. Download it now. It's available for Android and Apple. The PM app is where we're at, is where we're going to be, and is where the future is going to be. PM app. Go download it now.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Spanish Fly once again, bringing you another fabulous edition of the Spanish Fly Experience. That's right, this week we are dropping hits for you from the year 1997. Holy shit, 1997, that was a great year. Let me tell you, I had a fucking great fucking time that year. Man, that's when I discovered Sacramento my first time around. Boy, boy, boy. When I walked through those doors at the John Corey Sacramento, man, it was like I was walking into a poontang palace. Man, girls on the left, girls on the right, up and down. And then, you know, other things that happened beside that, you know, I just had to just throw that out there just because that was like one of the biggest highlights of my life. 1997, Sacramento Job Corps. Man, of course, I turned 21 years old that year. I was actually able to buy beer legally. I was buying beer before then, though. You know, had the hookup, man. A couple of homies, you know, do us at the stores and shit. They just sell it to us anyway. They didn't give a fuck if we was 21 or under 21. But, yeah, I was able to buy beer legally that year. Man, it just seemed like it was just a blink of an eye go, man. Think about now, what, 1997? Oh, 22 years, man. About 21 and a half years ago that shit happened to me when I was, you know, turned 21. 22 and a half years. It's just going by too damn fast. But anyway, that's why we like to bring you these podcasts every single week. You know, of course, doing the R&B cuts for the 1990s, but we like to take it back and reminisce about the times that we had, you know, fun or had bad times or whatever. But for me, the 1990s was my shit, you know. 1990s was just the greatest fucking time of my life, you know. But anyways, we went up to 2000s, man. You know, things got a little rough, but, you know, I made it through. But here I am now in the year 2019, taking you back to the year 1997, of course. A lot of good movies were out that year. One of my favorite ones was Men in Black that came out that year. And this one from, this song came out on this movie. This movie was one of my most favorite movies ever, Soul Food. I know you guys have seen that movie Soul Food, right? Yeah. You know, Vivica Fox came on there, Vanessa Williams came on there, Mekhi Phifer came on there. Nia Long came on there. You know, pretty good cast, man. Talented actors on that movie. And, of course, they had also a sick-ass soundtrack. And one of my favorite songs, actually, was this one we're about to play for you. Fictional is, that means it's fake, right? it was a fictional band. I want to say it's that word. I don't want to sound like an idiot. Hopefully it means that. Let me see. Hold on. Before we go any further, I want to bring up my dictionary right here. I'm a little stupid, guys. You guys got to understand, you know. You know, but I'm not that smart. My words are not. Let me see. Relating to a fiction invented for the purpose of fiction, imaginary. Yes, I got it right. It was a fictional band. It didn't make fucking. They weren't for real because it was only made up for the movie. But they actually fucking did such a good job that they fucking said, fuck it, let's just do a single for this, man. You know, we even call ourselves the fictional name from the group. And it's one of the actors' name on there was his name on the movie was called Miles. And of course, he got these guys together, you know, a group of guys. And he had Casey and JoJo on there. He had some guys from After 7 in this group. Called themselves Milestone. Yeah, you know that one, right? And the song that they were playing on the movie is a song that they released on the album. That's right. The Soul Food soundtrack album, that is. The song I'm talking about is Girl, I Care About You. And you bring it to you right here with the Spanish Fly Experience along with the group Milestone. Man, I hope y'all enjoyed this one right here. This is one of my favorites. Bring it to him, Rudy. Let's do this.
Sometimes I feel so alone.
about you from the fictional group. Yeah, I know, I'm a little slow, man. You know what, I always used to get, you know, confused between fiction and nonfiction, even as an adult, man. But anyway, fictional group Milestone, bringing you that cut right there off the Soul Food soundtrack, right here on the Spanish Fly Experience podcast, bringing it to you every single week. Of course, being brought to you by my sponsors every single week. Let's give them a round of applause, everybody. Villains and Saints Clothing. Down there at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Of course, getting you fitted for the fucking time of year, no matter what time of year it is. If it's winter, spring, summer, fall, they got you, man. You want to wear fucking summer clothes during the wintertime, they got you. You want to wear winter clothes during the summertime, like an idiot, they got you, man. Villains and Saints Clothing. Sick-ass streetwear for everyone out there. Check them out. VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. Check them out on Instagram. Check them out on Facebook. All sorts of fucking dope-ass clothes on there. And, of course, what even makes it even sicker is just that logo. That's just not one set logo. And there's just different, you know, designs on the shirts and sweaters and whatever that they got their logo on with all these different logos. And sick. And I'm telling you, just you will not be disappointed when you go to VillainsandSaintsClothing.com and also enter in right there at the, I guess, I don't know, fucking at the code word at the end before you check out. Put in Spanish Fly right there. You get 10% off. That's right. 10% off all clothing at VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. When you hear it right here on this podcast, put that name right there. Get yourself something for, you know, 10% off. Fucking look good while you're doing it, all right? VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. Thanks a lot, guys. All right, on to the next cut. Right here on the Spanish Fly Experience podcast. Spotlight in the year 1997 was also this group called Something for the People. You know, one-hit wonders out there during the 90s. A lot of one-hit wonders, man. You know, no matter what year it was. But, you know, it seemed like a lot happened a lot in the 80s, a lot in the 90s. And, of course, this is one of them right here, one-hit wonders. One of my most favorite songs right here. I know my cousin Christina, man, this song right here was one of her favorites, too. Every time we heard it, we just started dancing and singing and all kinds of shit, man. Having a great fucking time back in the 90s over at Grandma and Grandpa's house in Clovis, California. I remember that's around the time this song had came out. But yeah, 1997 was the year for all sorts of good R&B, because just like this one, this song is called My Love Is The Shh, which we really know they probably meant My Love Is The Shit. But, you know, I cleaned it up for the radio, you know, so they kept it clean. My Love Is The Shh, right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Turn your radios up, man.
Nobody loves me better.
That was My Love Is the Shh. Something for the people. Right here, the Spanish Fly Experience Spotlight in the year 1997 for you. Man, almost done with this showcasing, man. 1990s was a fucking great decade for great music, great R&B music. Of course, there was a lot of great hip-hop out there. You know, not so much metal or, you know, any of that other stuff. I don't know, I never really paid attention to it. But anyway, yeah, of course, R&B cuts were the shit back then. Just like that song, My Love Is the Shh. The R&B cuts were the shh. You know how they do it. Of course, Spanish Fly right here, bringing it to you, having a great time, reminiscing of all the good times and all the great songs that were out in the 1990s. Next week will be, of course, 1998. And after that, 1999. We're going to bring it to a close, bring it to a halt, and see what we got up our sleeves for the next season, season 3 of Spanish Fly Experience. But in the meantime, we are enjoying these R&B cuts. Of course, being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing, villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Also want to thank my producer, Mr. Rudy Herrera, who fucking works tirelessly, blood, sweat, and tears into these fucking podcasts for all of you to enjoy. And of course, they are available on every single platform that plays podcasts, such as Anchor. I believe it's even on the Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We are everywhere. We are heard everywhere. Also, our library of fucking past shows are on there as well. So if you like this one, of course, you'll like all the other ones in the past. Check them out. All the great songs that we were spotlighting back, you know, all those prior podcasts. And show me what you think. Share the episodes as well, man. Let everybody know what's cracking on Facebook or whatever fucking social media platform you guys like to use. Check it out. Man, Spanish Fly is working hard to bring you these songs, man. Having a great time doing it as well. So, like we like to do, we're going to go on to the next song, which is, of course, a group out of Houston, Texas, who were they were really known mainly for their song Knockin' the Boots. But, of course, you know, they had a few songs here and there that weren't as popular as Knockin' the Boots, but this one right here made it onto the radio. I remember hearing this song back on the radios and having a great time and chasing women while I was doing it. Of course, Shazam, G.I., and Dino. Rest in peace, Dino died in a car wreck. When did he pass away? Passed away in 2003. Yeah, man. Long time ago that dude passed away. 2003. Rest in peace, Dino. Was the third member of H-Town. But while he was around with the rest of the dudes, around the rest of the group, they were making songs like this one as well. This song is called They Like It Slow from my boys H-Town. Right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. Bringing it to you fresh this weekend, y'all. Hope y'all enjoy this one. Let's do this.
Counterpunch and the rules go always slow. If you don't know, they don't.
Slowing it down for you, R&B style. Hell yeah, that's how we do around this piece. The Spanish Fly Experience, having a great fucking time, reminiscing about the year 1997. All sorts of good things happened that year, man. I couldn't stress, but I don't know. I just had so much fucking fun that year. I just remember going to Drop Corps. I just remember hanging out with the boys, man, and partying, getting all fucked up, man, chasing all kinds of girls, man. That was just, you know, I was 20, about to turn 21. When I turned 21, I was right here in the city of Sactown. What better way than to turn 21 in the city of Sactown, man? I loved it so much, I moved back. Anyhow, yeah, I remember going to the, I wish I could talk about it, man, but, it wouldn't be fitting, man. It wouldn't be fitting for my wife to hear if she listened to this. The stories that I had from that year, man, when I was turning 21, my birthday, man, the weekend that I had, well, let's just say it was just fabulous. Let's just leave it at that, all right? It was, to say the least, it was entertaining, all right? Hell yeah, pimping it back then, but anyway, got to grow up sometime, right? That's what we do now, but of course, we also like to try to hold on to a little bit of our youth inside. And listen to some great music while we are at it, of course. Yeah. Bringing it to you once again this week. Villains and Saints Clothing. And VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. You know, a little bit of a meaning behind Villains and Saints. You know what I mean? Whether you're a villain, what you're a bad dude, you don't go a bad person, you want to go out there and just fuck the whole world up. And then some, you know what? Do your motherfucking thing. or you want to be a saint, you want to be an angel, you want to be a man of God, or, you know, just a, not even really a man of God, but like a straight person that just, you know, straight, what do they call the square motherfuckers, you know? No matter what, you get respected. Villains and saints, man. Either or, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, best of both worlds, looking good on one shirt or one piece of clothing, whatever they got, sweaters, got you covered for the winter, the summertime, you know, fall, spring, classic stuff. They got you, man. Looking good, wearing that logo, Villains and Saints Clothing. Dope. Check them out at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Also, check out their Instagram. You know, got stuff myself, man. Got to stock up a little bit more on my shit, too. You know what I'm saying? I put the stickers on the whip. Show it off everywhere you go. Villains and Saints Clothing. All right. 1997 was the year that we are talking about this week. And, of course, bringing you fucking dope-ass cuts like this one. Off of the, actually, I know this song came on Soul Food once again. See, I'm going to keep going back to Soul Food. I don't know why. But, yeah, this movie right here had a lot of great R&B cuts. Of course, I don't think this one was on the soundtrack. But I know when the video was shot with clips from the movie. And the lead singer from this song right here, he actually went solo for a little while, you know, the Dragon, Cisco the Dragon. Yes, I am talking about Drew Hill. When they were together as a group, they fucking sounded dope. Even with Cisco by himself, yeah, he's all right, you know, but I think he was better with, the, you know, Drew Hill. But when they were together, when they were making fucking dope-ass cuts like this one, We're Not Making Love No More. Even though it's a sad fucking title, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, the words of the song, I don't know, to me, I just still consider this one a panty dropper, man. Slow, fucking mellow, dope-ass fucking, you know, beat to go with it, you know? Just tune out the lyrics. All right? That's right. Bringing it to you right here, Rudy. What do you say we play this jam, man? Turn this motherfucker up, yo.
Sure, I've been in love a time or two, but in the end, I still chose you. No one could ever make me feel this way. That's why it's killing me what we're going through. I somehow thought between me and you, our love would stand test of time and never ever fade. But we're not making love no more. We're not even trying to change. Tell me how sins away, 'cause it ever stays the same. We don't even talk. A love that goes on happen every day. And we're losing it right as we speak. And here we go, wake up, it's a memory. Time gone past, a love that sailed. Tell me how it's ever way.
That song was called We're Not Making Love No More. Man, like I said before the song started playing, man, I don't know. There's just something about that song that just, it hits the soul. Some people it's true, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a sad way of putting it, but honestly, like I said, I still look at this motherfucking song as a panty dropper, dude. But anyway, people, that's right. My name is Spanish Fly. This is the Spanish Fly Experience, bringing you the year 1997 this week, being brought to you by VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com. Check them out, you know. Villains and Saints Clothing, dope fucking gear for everybody, all right? I don't, can't say it enough. Can't show my boys enough love down there at Villains and Saints Clothing. You know, they got you covered. You know, enough of me talking about that. Check it out for yourself. You don't need my opinion. You need to just go over there and just go look it at yourself, all right? Pick yourself something up. And while you're checking out, Spanish Fly right there, the keyword to get you fucking 10% off, all right? Check them out. Do it right now. Fuck it, you know. While you're listening to this podcast, go on something else and get yourself something ordered at Villains and Saints Clothing at VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com, all right? Yes. Man, I was waiting for this song right here. I was waiting to play this song. This song right here was a fucking, you know, you got the three best fucking R&B singers out there around that time. And, you know, no matter, this was like, to me, like the Pro Bowl of R&B fucking singers getting together for this song. And yes, and they fucking sounded great, all three of them together. And this song right here brought lots and lots and lots of panties off, man. Yes, it did. I know the some of the songs of the album were cool, but this song right here by far was the best one. That was like number one fucking hit. And man, they got, like I said, the three best singers on this song. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about fucking Gerald Levert, fucking Keith Sweat, fucking Johnny Gill. Three motherfuckers, they just put their last names together with the letters LSG, Levert, Sweat, Gill, bringing you the fucking dope song right here. This song is called, man, don't even need an introduction, but I'll do it anyway. This is My Body right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Man, put me in a motherfucking time machine, yo. Send me back.
Never had a lover that would do the things that Johnny can do.
Levert, Sweat, and Gil. Unfortunately, one of those letters is no longer with us. That's right, Gerald Levert passed away at the age of 40. Man, young age passed away, man. Not long after this album came out is when he passed away. You know, he got in there, got his lyrics out, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, shit happens, man, and my boy was gone at the age of 40. Rest in peace, Gerald Levert. But you know what? I mean, he sounded great while he was around. Did a lot of acting as well. Of course, collaborating with these boys right here, with Johnny Gill, Keith Sweat. Like I said, it's the Pro Bowl of R&B singers, man. Getting together, bringing fucking dope-ass cuts. It's not like that no more, man. R&B fucking sucks nowadays, to be honest with you. I'm glad I grew up when I did. Excuse me. I'm glad that I was around when great music was around in the 90s. And, you know, if I was, you know, a teenager in this fucking decade where we're at now, I don't know, man. I probably would be, you know, living the old school life, you know. Just not even giving a fuck about this shit in this day and age, right? Yeah, I don't know. Some of the music now is like, I would only maybe listen to about 10% of it at the most. That's it. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with this new shit. The old shit is just where it's at, man. You know it. We already know. Like, you know, stuff in the 2000s was good, but once it got into about mid-2010, or, you know, the 2010s, like 2012, 2013, music just started fucking getting it just sucked. Stupid music, man. Not even stupid in a good way, stupid in a bad way. These motherfuckers make no motherfucking sense. But anyway, I ain't gonna let this shit ruin my show. I ain't gonna let it fucking come, you know, be brought up in my shit. We're going to talk about the fucking best times. That is the year 1997, the 1990s being brought to you on this season, the Spanish Fly Experience, bringing it to you once again by VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com. You know, been talking about them throughout the show, so now it's your turn to go and check it out and see what you can get. And don't forget to put it in the checkout 10% off and put Spanish Fly at the very end. There's also a t-shirt on there that's the Spanish Fly logo. Fucking wear it, man. Get it for yourself. Check it out. VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com. All right. Next song. Right here from The Bachelor himself. You know, of course, pretty much known for his hit song, very beginning. One of the songs that first came out with. Pony, Genuine. That song had meaning to me. My homegirl Alicia Garcia, she ever is out there listening to these podcasts, those long ass conversations that we used to have every single night, and the things that we would talk about, man, that song was one of them. I couldn't tell you guys our you know, fucking joke, you know, what do you call that, you had to be there kind of a joke, you know, or, you know, something between friends, man, you know, but, anyway, Yeah, this dude right here had fucking one hit after another back in the 90s. And dropping cuts like this one, one of my most, you know, not I'm going to say it's my most favorite. It's actually one of my favorite songs. You know, it doesn't jump into my top 10, but I'll still show it some love. My boy Genuine right here bringing you this song called Tell Me Do You Wanna. Of course, you get it right here, the 1990 style. In the year 1997, it's your boy Spanish Fly doing the Spanish Fly Experience.
So
That was Genuine. Tell me, do you wanna? Love that song right there. Dope cuts of the years 1990 and above, between 1990 and 1999. Spotlighting it on this podcast every single week. Taking care of you this week with the year 1997. Oh man, having a great time. My name is Spanish Fly. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week to another fabulous edition of the Spanish Fly Experience. Of course, we play songs like this on this podcast and, of course, on my show every single Monday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on KUBU 96.5, Voice of Sacktown, Spanish Fly Flashbacks, bringing you the dopest music, not only the R&Bs of 1990, but every other fucking, you know, year in the 70s, 60s, and the 80s, and the 90s, and the fucking, some even 2000s every now and then. And I'm not afraid to play it. I'll bring it. I don't give a fuck. But we don't play no new shit. Let's just put it that way, all right? I have fun while I do it. Fucking enjoy myself. Love being a DJ. Love playing music. I love bringing you songs like this one right here. This song right here was my anthem. Everyone that knows me pretty much already knows that when this song comes on right here, when they hear this song, automatically they think about me. This is my song. I remember when I bought this fucking, it was actually, I guess, not a year old, but this song reminds me more of 1998 than 1997, but, you know, I played the fuck off this damn song. I remember buying the single over at the warehouse in Clovis and played the fuck off this song over and over and over. Reminds me when I first met my wife. I got my wife fucked up when I first met her doing can't say that, she'll get mad, but you know what? Yeah, it was a great experience, to say the least, you know, when I met my wife. That's next year, 1998. But anyway, 1997, this song, everybody knew me by fucking everyone. Just whenever you hear this song, right away it's Paul, Spanish Fly, Paul, Paul. Well, my name is Paul, of course. But, yeah, my most favorite song of all time from this group. Man, I love this song. I still bump the shit out of it to this day. 22 years later. That's right. This song's still hot as the fucking day that it drops. This is my boys from Minnesota. Next. Bringing you this song. Fucking called Too Close. You know that's the song right here. You know you guys are going to turn this one up. And you know you guys are going to think about me while you do. Turn the shit up, Rudy. Let's play this song. Next, Too Close on the Spanish Fly Experience.
Dance for me, baby. Yeah. Uh-oh, you feel like? All right. Come on. Don't stop now. You done did it. Come on. Yeah. All right. Hold up.
Baby, when we're crying.
That's right.
I get so excited.
Almost like we're sexing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, boo, I like it. No, I can't deny it. But I know you can tell I'm excited. Oh girl.
Step back, you're dancing kind of close. I feel a little boom coming through on you.
Now girl, I know you felt it. But boo, you know I can't help it. You know what I wanna do.
Baby, when we're crying,
oh yeah,
I get so excited.
Feel so good,
I'm alive.
So
My most favorite song of all time. That's why I made this shit the last song to play. 1997, my boys from Minnesota. Next, that song is called Too Close. And a bunch of other songs came out right after this one. You know, like Wifey and, you know, all those other great songs that were out. Butter Love. Yeah, lots of good songs from this group. And a lot of great songs on their albums as well, you know. Pretty much a lot of rated R shit, too, you know. Yeah, boys know how to throw it down. Panty droppers, man. Fucking, from being in the church group, I believe that's how they met. It was in the church, you know, turning it up R&B style, just fucking turning them into some panty droppers. Motherfuckers knew what to do. I'm telling you, music ain't the same anymore, yo. You know, but that's our best to keep it live, you know. Try to, you know, resurrect and resuscitate a lot of these old school songs that, you know, are probably you no longer be played. But you know what? It's up to us to make sure this music never dies, all right? Keep it going. Keep it R&B, man. Keep it 90s. Keep it fucking hip-hop. Keep it just straight up 90s, man, you know? Not only that decade, but, you know, there's some stuff in the 2000s as well. But it just seems to me that the 90s was just fucking just the hottest fucking decade of all. Yes, right. But anyway, excuse me, VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com is bringing you this show today. My boy Rudy Herrera is the one behind the scenes bringing you the music. And of course, myself, Spanish Fly, bringing you this fucking bullshit-ass podcast that we do every single week. Bringing you the bullshit that I should say, not bullshit podcast, but bringing you the bullshit, the talk, you know, just bullshit and having a great time. That's what I meant to say. Didn't want to say it's a bullshit, like, eh. And you guys know what I'm talking about, all right? Yeah, I just start getting excited, man. Sometimes the words sound a little bit different than what they should. But yes, I am Spanish Fly, having a great time doing this every single week. Next week, of course, will be 1998. Yes, a lot of great songs, too, for that year. Even this year, 1997, there were so many other songs out there that were great as well. So check them out. And, you know, besides the ones that I brought you this week, check out all the other ones as well, man. There's plenty of R&B fucking cuts out there. This is Spanish Fly from my boy Rudy Herrera for Villains of Saints Clothing. You know, want to just thank you guys for, you know, tuning in every single week for my podcasts. Want to thank you guys for being a part of this family every single week. Also be a part of my family. Fucking listen to my show on Facebook Live or KUBU 96.5 FM here in the city of Sacktown. Yes, I can be heard all over the place. That's right. All right. Got to wrap this one up for the week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in once again. Spanish Fly out the door. Time to fucking get the weekend started. You know how we do. Spanish Fly out the door. Peace out. I'll talk to you guys next week. Later.